Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Big news blitz coming up here in just a few minutes, but I want to continue with your phone calls right now. Rich in Tennessee, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Appreciate you taking my call.
Appreciate you calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, just a quick comment and just a quick question. I'm a veteran. I was stationed in South Korea in 97. And basically, the first time that I realized there was a huge discrepancy in what the official story is and what the real story is when I was stationed up by the DMZ, and my friend was stationed a little bit closer than me, but we were both up there. And we had Madeline Albright come over, and she visited the base. And he didn't have heat, and it was the beginning of the – it was starting to get cold, beginning of the winter season. And he didn't have heat, and she came right to his base and was supposed to be over there to make sure troops were doing okay and everything was going well. And I remember he told me – I talked to him. He said, you know, she came and left and went to the United States, said everything's going great, our troops are being well taken care of, and he still didn't get heat the whole winter. He was freezing his tail off out there. Just hilarious. But anyway, just
– Well, you know, that sounds like a small thing, but it's a culture of lying, a culture of big, giant, obelisk-like marble buildings of the banks and the government, and we're just the little people, and they're God, and they know best. When at the end of the day, they're just a bunch of crooks who are afraid of justice. That's why they're setting up a police state to suppress the people in case we ever try to bring them to justice. Madeleine Albright in 2008 came driving in to the Bilderberg meeting and got so scared by people recognizing her and bullhorning her that she panicked and fled and left. And later she admitted that to news cameras. So it just shows they're a bunch of goblin-like cowards who are all on a bunch of heart medication, who are scared to death of us. They're a bunch of swindlers. But only because we don't have respect in ourselves can they get away with all their crimes. Go ahead.
Exactly. No, I appreciate what you're saying. But you know, I only brought that up just because, you know, since that time, I mean, that always kind of tucked in the back of my mind. I always knew something was not right, but it just kind of laid dormant until really a lot of your films and a lot of things that I've heard people just bring up. And I just, you know, you go down that rabbit hole and you just find out all a bunch of stuff. But so I've been awake for about 3 years, and really appreciate you and all the work you do and everybody else that's working hard. But my question is, you know, with the gold thing, I was just wondering, is it possible, because I haven't heard anybody address this, but is it possible that we should be concerned about another FDR situation with the confiscation of gold?
Absolutely, you should be concerned.
Well,
you should be concerned about dying in a car wreck today. You should be concerned about, you know, getting cancer if you smoke two packs of cigarettes a day, or getting liver failure if you drink a bottle of Jack Daniels every night. They devalued the currency, they bankrupted the society, and then 3 years later came and took the gold, but most people refused to turn it in. So, yeah, we should be worried about the government passing a draft and saying all our kids have got to go fight for the New World Order. But, you know, that doesn't keep you from having a child just because they may try to draft them. It doesn't keep you from getting on the highway just because you might die in a car wreck. It doesn't keep you from getting the best thing there is to protect yourself. Doesn't mean it's perfect. Doesn't mean thieves can't steal it. Doesn't mean they can't manipulate it downward. Doesn't mean the government can't try to make you turn it in. At a certain point, we've got to start saying, I'm not taking your shot when you say it's mandatory. They tried that last year. I'm not going to give you my gold, you little criminal creatures. At a certain point, you've got to say no to these swindlers. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I appreciate that. And I guess, you know, when we're trying to do what's best for our families and we're trying to move our savings into something that's a little bit more dependable, I was trying to make the best decision, and I didn't want to do that if that might, you know. I mean, I guess anything can happen.
Sure, exactly. Hedge your bets. Be invested in as many things as you can. Number one, invest in God. Invest in loving your friends and family and having a community.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes.
All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're back live now, 8 minutes into this second hour, September 1st, 2010. Seems like this year just started a few months ago, but here we are. It's already long in the tooth and has a long white beard. Old man fall and winter is right around the corner. Okay. I'm looking at all this news. I'm gauging it. Financial news, police state news, great news on the climate change fraud, really continuing its free fall. Its implosion is even more devastating than I first thought. Remember back in November? The media tried to stonewall the fact that the ClimateGate emails were devastating, showing the premeditated fraud, and that it was a eugenics end of industrial civilization program of criminal feudalism and consolidation. And I popped champagne on air. I've never done that before or since. I told my crew, and I'm not a big drinker, but I said, you go to the store and buy $50 bottles of champagne. That may be nothing for Al Gore or Sarah Palin, but that's a pretty fancy champagne for us around here. You know, $8 bottles, pretty fancy. And we had two bottles, the crew of about five people and myself. We all had a couple of glasses of champagne when that first broke. And it took about 3 weeks for the media to finally admit it was real. But I know something devastating when I see it. And this was a great victory for my family. It was a great victory for your family. I mean, if they get this carbon tax dictatorship through, it means one-child policy, forced sterilizations worldwide. It means the end of family farms, the end of small factories. You think NAFTA and GATT have killed our business and our industry? You ain't seen nothing yet. And let me tell you, I described those documents being leaked like the Death Star plans being stolen by Bothan spies. But they still had to get them to Princess Leia, who tried to get them to Obi-Wan Kenobi, who got them to Luke Skywalker, and they still had to get in their X-Wings, and they had to go blow up the Death Star. About a month after those documents got leaked, the Death Star blew up. But there was still a giant Imperial fleet of Super Star Destroyers out there causing problems. Well, the Super Star Destroyer Executor has been destroyed, and the Emperor, at least the Emperor of Climate Fraud, Al Gore, has been thrown down a mineshaft and has blown up. So, I mean, it's just, this is time for Ewoks to be dancing around and singing. And I know this can't get any more cheesy, but I'm just going with it. And I expect to see Obi-Wan Kenobi's spirit and Anakin Skywalker over here. Now, the fight isn't over because there's still a lot of other globalist scams going. But this is bigger than George Washington beating the Hessians at Trenton. His first major victory that showed that they could be beaten. This is unspeakably good. Oh, look, I'm already rambling. That's coming up, too. I get bummed out one day looking at all the evil, but I also got to get positive, because if we just stand up and get up off our butts and stand up to these bullies, it's always scary when the bully comes down on you and he's a lot bigger than you and he goes ahead and swings at you and connects, and you kind of, but as soon as he connects with you, as soon as he punches you, you're not scared anymore. You're going to beat the living daylights out of him. And pretty soon that bully's on the ground with blood coming out their ears and nose begging for you to stop. And you know what? We are going to stomp the living Hades out of the New World Order. If you'll just get up off your butt and just say, you know what? I didn't start this fight, government, but you're looking for it. I'm going to go out and warn everybody, and I'm going to boldly expose you, and it's over. You understand, scum? Just open the can up of you know what. Just open it up politically and see through the neocons and the Democrats and say, we're done with you. If you were real, you'd be saying audit the Federal Reserve and audit Fort Knox. You'd be saying bring all the troops home now, period. You'd be Ron Paul. We're done. We're done. We need to get aggressive. All right. Dorothy in Ohio, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Good, I'm great.
Good. First thing I'd like to know, and once I'm done, you'll hopefully understand my question, is I'd like to be able to get the number to Joel as well as your offline number. And the reason being is I studied forensics in college with government and a minor in Soviet studies. I went into the military as an officer in the Air Force, where I witnessed personally chem gear. NATO alliances were taking out a critical piece of the chem gear before we went to the first Gulf War. I stepped up and stopped it and ultimately went on to work at Grumman, where I witnessed the F-14 was getting defective chips into the weapons box of the F-14, which is the leading jet. And this is, again, before the first Gulf War. And it made the F-14 virtually like a Cessna that could be shot down. I challenged it, wrote reports up to the Air Force, and the Air Force tried to fire me out of the United States Air Force. This is all before the first Gulf War. I witnessed as an officer and a commander, which means I had legal authority. Now, mind you, I'd studied Ohio law before going in. I read the UCMJ every year. I witnessed the human sexual trafficking of women, children, and men inside the military. I reported it up to the leadership, to the wing commanders, to the JAG, to OSI. No one would stop it. I have since discovered something called the McDowell Rape Checklist that was put in place in the 1970s. And in 1985, it was educated through Congress and trained across the country to throw out rape victims' testimonies. The intention of all this was for human sexual trafficking.
Well, actually, man, everything you said has come out in congressional hearings separately with my own research that anyone can find, that DynCorp, Halliburton, Arms of the Pentagon run not just women and children for sexual slavery, known as white slavery. Every time I say white slavery, I get emails saying, what, black slavery isn't bad? If a black woman is kidnapped and forced into sexual service, that's white slavery. White slavery just means sexual slavery, folks. And that's all come out. And there's congressional hearings where Rumsfeld said DynCorp is allowed to do this. We've decided. It's also come out in the Chicago Tribune that Halliburton and DynCorp also kidnap men worldwide and take them to slave facilities all over the world at brick factories, textile plants. So, and China does this, Israel does it, Saudi Arabia does it. Our government works with Mexico, with sex slaves and textile slaves as well. This is what globalism is. And we can give you a number here, man. But the thing is, if you will email Joel Skousen, his World Affairs Brief, he said he wants to hear from whistleblowers, and give him your number. I would imagine if you put in your email what you've told me and that you'd like to talk about it, I'll guarantee you Joel would like to talk to you. But specifically, were you overseas and what saw them using military flights to fly out women and children to, third-party countries like Indonesia, like Thailand, like Israel, Saudi Arabia, places like that? Or, I mean, what were you witnessing?
I was at Keesar Air Force Base where the wing commander in 1983 was trafficking his own women on the base. I walked into the officers' club and saw it, and before I left my training, they literally retired him. And this was the wing
now,
commander.
Now, was he just running whores, or were these third world women they brought in as slaves?
These were American military women who had been groomed, raped, groomed, and turned out for the base population.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that was General Hooker. That's why they call hookers, because General Hooker on the northern side would bring the women along in the wagon trains, hookers, girls, as they were called. People think hookers put their hooks in, you know. It's from General Hooker in the Civil War. And I know that there's articles every day I see about Homeland Security using the women in Homeland Security as sex slaves. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, this was on three different bases that I was at, and I witnessed as secrets were being sold at Wright-Patterson. I was a headquarters section commander down there, and while women were being raped and beaten, and I could not get it stopped as a commander, one of the guys who was raping and beating his children was a foreigner who'd become an American citizen. They gave him direct access to the missiles, and he went on to sell the secrets and the missiles, or missile secrets, to China. He was Chinese national. And I ended up leaving.
Yeah, well, that's even in the Washington Post. There's over 3,000 Chinese front companies, and they're allowed to operate just like they were given the Panama Canal. They're given everything. But then the main focus of Homeland Security is going after the American people. Much of what you said I've separately seen confirmed. The military is also used to traffic narcotics into the country. That's why they're recruiting in third world countries. They're recruiting from gangs and then making gang commanders, commanders in the military to then command the gangs. And it's all part of their dark side takeover. Ma'am, I'll put you on hold to try to give you one of our more private emails, but I would suggest you get a hold of Joel Skousen. I appreciate your call. Since you wanted to get a hold of him, just email him. Thank you, Dorothy. Let's talk to Tim in Michigan. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jones.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, man?
Yeah, doing
you
all right.
Figured out. I'm a regular caller at this point. I got a couple things I like you reflect on. You know, I watched, I know you've been trying to not bash Beck, you know, and there's this guy that has a website, The Young Turk, and he's always bashing Beck. He's got several videos up there.
Yeah, but he does that from a liberal perspective, and I know about a week ago I was sent the clip. We played this years ago where Glenn Beck says, you know, don't go to Ground Zero, no Muslim should be near it. But then Glenn Beck's in all these shows saying there's no one I hate more than families of 9/11 victims and surviving 9/11 victims. But the Turk makes fun of me because I talk about CPS kidnapping kids. And then he did a show and said, I don't even know what CPS is. And somebody said, Child Protective Services. He said, oh, that's what my wife is. So, you know, he's an airhead with an MSNBC show. So, I mean, you know, in the turd-filled punch bowl, I mean, he's an even bigger turd in the making than Glenn Beck. But I appreciate your call, Tim. I'm sorry to use an analogy like that. I apologize. That's wrong. But the young Turk is a young turd. We'll be right back.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments, and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Attention to all U.S. drivers who own a vehicle that has less than 130,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. Due to our country's economic crisis and auto repair costs on the rise, if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles, as of today, you could be one of the millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle covered under United Repair Plans and have 100% of your future covered auto repair bills paid for you. This low-cost vehicle service contract has been established under United Repair Plans and is now available to the general public in order to save drivers thousands of dollars on auto repairs during our country's recession. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, you may now call to see if your vehicle qualifies and for a free 5-minute quote. Number to call is 800-809-4491. 800-809-4491. Again, that's 800-809-4491.
G. Edward Griffin's coming up in the next segment for just 30 minutes to talk about these subjects. Let me start getting to the financial news right now. Investors spooked as Glitch sends gold to $3,400 an ounce yesterday. This was on the heels of Bloomberg reporting gold rallying to $1,500 as Soros bubble inflates, reporting that the majority of future options that are held for the month of December are at $1,500 an ounce or more. So we have all of that going on. We have counties and cities and states going bankrupt. All of this is unfolding right now because they're announcing that the Federal Reserve is going to begin monetizing more debt or going the Weimar Republic or Zimbabwe African model. the German 1920s model, 1930s model, or the current model of Zimbabwe. And, of course, I showed you yesterday a $5 trillion. It's actually in my wallet. Will you guys give me my wallet? It's over there. Thank you. $5 trillion, or was it $50 trillion? Note that it takes, a British reporter was here, said he's just been in Africa, and that that's what it takes to buy basically a bowl of soup and a drink. Yes, here it is. Here it is. $50 trillion, Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. And you can get a little meal with that. $50 trillion, Bank of Zimbabwe. So we've got that coming up with G. Edward Griffin, really expert on the Federal Reserve, author of Creatures of Jekyll Island. Also, gold rallying to 1,500 as Soros bubble inflates. I talked about that. I briefly wanted to get Ted Anderson on because he said they got a lot of calls yesterday, and that, in fact, near record amount of phone calls. And people are really excited about the fact that Ted bought gold over a month ago when it was close to $80. It's gone up over $13 more today. Under what it is now, and that Ted still got francs and sovereigns and a few other coins in plentiful supply, though they're starting to run out, that he can pass on the savings of when gold was a lot lower to you now. You're not going to find a better deal anywhere out there that you're going to find with this radio special today. Ted, give people today's offer. Then I want to ask you about this bizarre $3,400 spike yesterday in gold.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the offer then. The franc is currently right now at 270. That's the same price I offered it to for the audience yesterday. The price has climbed over 275 now on that particular coin. Gold hit a high today of 1,256 so far. Markets are still open. So that is only $4 away from the last market peak. Plus, also, it blows right through the resistance level, which is at 1,255, which means that it could go a heck of a lot further, even through the rest of this week. You're talking about what happened in the spike in the marketplace. It's just one of those glitches. But if you take a look at what's going on out there in the market, people are very interested in gold, not here and just in the United States, but across China and India and all over the place.
Well, Congress admits that there's massive gold manipulation by the big private central banks. And what Bob Chapman and Kaiser and others have been saying is that they haven't been watching what's going on. That's why we've seen really weird gyrations in the markets over the weekends and things, and that they probably weren't there to hold it down for a little while, so it raced up speculatively before they put the clamps on it.
Yep, that does happen, you know. And so there's, like you said, Alex, there's so much manipulation going on by the central banks of the world. I mean, they're fighting tooth and nail to keep people in their fiat money. And when gold goes up, that drives people away from fiat money into gold. I mean, GATA was, you know, when Bill Murphy did that lawsuit against the central banks, that's what that was all about. Now, long as we're talking about banks, problem bank list climbed to 829. That's at a market peak, never seen before. It used to be just 2 years ago that only 90 banks were in trouble. Now we've got 829 on the list. And FDIC, which is the insurance company that guarantees your deposits at the banks, is $15.2 billion short on making that obligation work. So that means.
Well, bottom line, Ted, you got great deals on gold and silver. You bought it when it was cheaper. You're selling it still with that debt, a discount in this pistol hot, firecracker hot, red hot market. The brokers are there. How long can you hold the price on these gold and silver coins?
Well, I can tell you I'm going to hold them till midnight tonight. And depending upon where my supply is, I'll take it through tomorrow. But we will see. Because right now, like you said, Alex, there's a lot of people buying, a lot of interest in gold and silver. It's not difficult to find customers to buy this stuff. That's the easy part. Getting the material is getting tough again, just like it was, you know, just a few years past.
All right, let's fire out the number, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. But you've got the francs, the buffaloes, and the British sovereigns. You've still got those at the lower price, correct?
Yep, sure do.
800-686-2237. You've also got that free congressional report on the fact that we are bankrupt by design. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
why almost all politicians, teachers, and preachers are dead wrong about how to keep this country from becoming a total dictatorship. If that headline got your attention, then you know the only way back.
The only way back to true freedom and liberty in America.
Have you ever wondered about whether your personal and religious liberty will survive?
After all, what good are gold, silver, and survival supplies in a concentration camp?
And have you ever thought about what kind of America you're leaving to your kids and grandkids? Then theonlywayback.com is an open online letter you must read. Find out where true liberty comes from and discover the foundations of freedom by going to theonlywayback.com. If you're a patriot who truly wants to help rebuild this nation, call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or visit theonlywayback.com and do it today. It's the only way back.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We have produced two new viral videos that we need to get out to everyone. The first one is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it deals with vaccine death cover-up implodes worldwide. Vaccine death cover-up implodes worldwide. It's a 10-minute video breaking it all down. There's another video. Will Machete release spark racial violence? And there's no doubt the big tax-free foundations are funding this. Fox News, the same crowd with this Saudi Arabian imam that's funding the mosque. Fox is funding. This is a Fox release. Machete is a Fox release. I'm going to be talking about that in the next hour. And all the latest news out of Mexico, how it's just descending into complete lawless bedlam. It's been like that for years, but now it is like War of the Worlds or something. It's getting so insane. So that's coming up. We're also going to continue with your calls in the next hour. But this vaccine issue is so important, and this video that I put together shows Australia, England, Finland, India, and a bunch of other countries saying conclusively the vaccines are killing people and causing brain damage. And the government's back trying to push them again, and they're suspending the old H1N1, but they're coming out with a new one. We've got to warn people. We had a big effect last year. They're back with the fraud again. This is a serious, serious issue that is coming up. But in the rest of this hour, we're joined by G. Edward Griffin. G. Edward Griffin is an American filmmaker, producer, author, and political lecturer. He then began his career producing documentaries and books and has often debated topics like cancer, the Federal Reserve, and libertarian views of the U.S. Supreme Court, terrorism, subversion, foreign policy. He's the best-selling author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. And, of course, he also started Freedom Force International, about taking control of our local state governments, the long view of history. We need the shock troops to be out there waking folks up and taking action, but also just plotting forward every square inch of territory we take back from the globalists. But on short notice, I asked Jaron to get him on today just to pop in, because we need to be praying for Ron Paul. I mean, that's my view. He says he wants an audit of not just the Federal Reserve, and he's gotten very close to that and exposed that they're hiding something. But he also wants them to audit the New York Fed's gold vaults, a lot of secrecy there, and Fort Knox. We know there's been a lot of hanky-panky there, and the gold confiscations of 33 and it being shipped overseas. And they've been very secretive about this. You talk about a stroke of genius to really expose the bankers. Demand that audit that they've always fought and say, why can't we see the people's gold? And of course, they'll try to have a staged audit or something. But the point is, this is very exciting. And also, where he sees gold going, where he sees the awakening going. I just mentioned this with Ted Anderson. Investors spooked as glitch sends gold to $3,400 an ounce yesterday. I mean, you've got Bloomberg reporting that most of the futures for the month of December, the most popular future is $1,500 an ounce. So you've got that going on. So an expert on gold, the free market, the Federal Reserve, all of it. G. Edward Griffin, good to have you here with us.
Well, thanks, Alex. Good to be back.
So much going on. What do you want to tackle first of the subjects I raised?
I don't know. I was just overwhelmed by the whole list, thinking, what can I say that you probably haven't already said 10 times over? I certainly agree that we need to pray for Ron Paul. I mean, this fellow's got more courage in his little fingernail than most people have in their whole body. I mean, here's a fellow that's not only doing all the things you mentioned, but calling for getting rid of the CIA. Now, that takes some courage, I would say. But more than prayer, I think Ron Paul needs some support, some good, strong mass action support and some political support and probably financial support. Who doesn't need that? More to the issues, Alex, I think that the calling for an audit of the gold supply is a brilliant maneuver. I think Congressman Paul knows as well as you and I that there is no gold of any substance or any quantity in Fort Knox. Otherwise, they would have displayed it long ago. They've got some soldiers, I understand, guarding the gates around Fort Knox. And you can't get into it. It makes it look like they're guarding something. But
and congressmen over the decades, as you know, and people can pull up these cases, have wanted to go look at it, and they're told no, no, no. I mean, you talk about brazen. How this is just right out in the open.
Yeah, right out in the open. And you know, it's amazing to me how people like our neighbors down the street. You can tell them about this, and they'll look at you and say, "Well, yeah, that's interesting." They don't get it, you know. They don't understand how these things really impact their own personal lives, their own future, their own security, their own freedom. And yet, I mean, this is serious. This is a heart attack. What does the government have to back up its economic power? Is it just military? Is that the only reason that people accept American dollars? Is because if they don't, they're going to be bombed? Or because the police are going to come and put them in prison?
But it also reveals how this shadow government confiscated the gold in 33, publicly shipped most of it to Europe, increased the price a year later, enriched themselves. We had all these national gold reserves. We were partially gold-backed. And now for, what is it, 60 years? No one can look at it, but they just say, don't worry, it's there, and then act very suspicious. You know the swindlers have run out the back door with it. They may wheel in a small portion of it or something if we do force an audit, but it illustrates how they just operate in total secrecy.
Yeah, and they really become less and less concerned about what the public thinks, you know. The public be damned. They're just going to do it anyway. And it kind of reminds me, as you were just saying that, Alex, remember during the historic period in America where in the days where the frontier was rapidly expanding, they had what they called wildcat banks. because there were banks opening up in territories where they didn't have too many people, but they had lots of wildcats, and they called them wildcat banks. And there was a time in those days when, you know, banks were being exposed as being fraudulent because people would come in and demand their money and their gold, and in those days money was gold. And what the banks would do is they'd put the out there in the lobby where people could see it, and they had guards there, they'd put kegs of nails out there, and they'd cover the tops of the kegs with about 2 or 3 inches of gold coins. And the people come in and say, oh, they got a whole keg full of gold coins, you know. And so, oh, everything's fine. They'd go back and they continue to accept the bank's paper notes. I have a feeling that if they ever get around to the audit of the gold at Fort Knox, we're probably going to see a lot of kegs of nails in there with maybe some bars of gold on top.
That's another good point. And G. Edward Griffin, you talk about Ron Paul's courage. I mean, I'm not just here going, oh, Ron Paul's so great. Oh, he's so wonderful. I say this about very few people. He gets up and gives speeches on television now saying the CIA has had a coup. They're bringing in the drugs. We need to abolish them. I mean, that gets people killed routinely. I mean, these people kill foreign leaders, run the drugs, the white slaves, everything. He's saying abolish the private Federal Reserve, audit Fort Knox and the New York Fed's gold. I mean, these are swindler, criminal, murdering mafia who launch global wars, who are eugenicists. And I just hope people realize that Ron Paul, it just quietly, with dignity, is literally a George Washington-type character. Doesn't mean he's perfect, but let me tell you, he's for real. And that's why Cass Sunstein and others have come out and admitted, now we have this from the mainstream British news, same paradigm there, posing as patriots. They say they're coming out posing as anti-New World Order people to attack real activists. And that's why we see G. Edward Griffin being attacked, Ron Paul, myself, and others, because we're real. So that's the attack from below. And you're an expert on subversion for more than 50 years. I want you to talk about that from the congressional hearings, how they do this. They're attacking us from the activist level because they think that has credibility because the mainstream media is discredited. But they're also sending in Sarah Palin and Glenn Beck to literally mimic what I'm doing and what others are doing to try to co-opt the Tea Party movement that Ron Paul and others were the progenitors of. Can you speak to that?
Well, somewhat, yes, because over the years I have studied how these people work, and I do know pretty much this strategy that has worked repeatedly over decades. And if they have opposition, such as we're just talking about here, whether it's Ron Paul or you or me or some little guy coming along just to speaking up in his local community, they know exactly how to deal with them, and there are certain steps. The first one is to ignore the opposition, because usually it'll go away on its own. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to attack it or anything. Just ignore it. Most people speaking out against this collectivist empire, the evil empire, they have no funding, they have no following, they have no way to communicate their ideas, so they may make a little splash here and there, and then they just sort of wither away. You never hear from them again. So the first step is to ignore them. Now, if that doesn't work, then they decide to discredit them. They'll use their media power to a great extent to demonize people, to make the average person consider that they're doing something illegal or something immoral, or that they're a wacko or something like that. Just demonize them to peel off their support, so they no longer have this financial support, this following, or this means of communication. Now, if that doesn't work, and it, almost always that works, but it's a few that make it through that barrier, then the next step is to buy them off. To entice them with offers of employment or financial support. Sometimes these people don't even know they're being bought off. I have seen a couple of efforts in my life where people have had great wealth, and they have set up boards of directors, and they've accepted money from compatriots that said, look, I'll put $1 million into your program. I'll add to your money, and you need more money. I like what you're doing. And then first thing another, say, well, how about being on your board of directors? Well, sure, you just gave us $5 million. That entitles you to be on the board. then somebody else comes along and they're on the board of directors. And I've seen this happen where after about 6 or 8 years, all of a sudden the organization is completely dominated by the very people that they started off to oppose. And sometimes they'll just buy people off and say, look, we'll get you a nice villa, we'll get you a yacht, and you just go down to the Caribbean someplace and enjoy life and just get out of the way. And then if that doesn't work, finally they can bring in the jackals and they can start to play rough. They can arrange a suicide or something like that. This is a very known structured plan. It has always worked in the past. And anybody like Ron Paul or you, Alex, who stands up against these people, we know that that's what we're facing. And it's just some people say, well, why do you do that? Aren't you afraid? Well, hell yes, I'm afraid, but that doesn't mean you stop. You know, I think every man that's ever gone into battle, you know, fighting for his country, has been afraid. There's nothing wrong with being afraid, but you don't stop just because you're afraid. And that's one of the reasons I salute Ron Paul.
Well, I mean, when you really study the globalist plan, they're not going to give us any quarter. They're not going to just domesticate us. And, of course, that's something I'd fight to the death to resist. This is a scientific tyranny, and I can't look at my children, G. Edward Griffin, and not want to fight against tyranny with everything I've got or other people's children. I mean, liberty and freedom and being a free human is all that there is, and I've gone way past being afraid. I'm afraid of them killing me so I can't finish my work. I'm afraid of being worldly and stumbling or being manipulated or them setting something up to look like I sold out. I mean, because this is a devilish world and the system sets a lot of pitfalls. But the sickest thing is seeing my work, terms I've coined, things I've done, taken and kind of twisted by Glenn Beck, Sarah Palin, to know from high up people in Fox News who are patriots, that Glenn Beck does tell other big radio shows that are involved with Fox News or Clear Channel, don't have Alex Jones on, and that he does have a team of people taking what I say and do and then twisting it. What's your view of Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin? Because now she's going to Iowa. It looks like she's going to run for president. And some pretty high-powered Hollywood insiders that we've been talking to say that the establishment wanted to energize the left-right paradigm with Obama, get a bunch of the agenda through, and that they are planning to try to put Palin in. What's your view on that?
Well, I don't have any inside information, but to me, just looking at the outside, these people fit the model perfectly of controlled opposition. We know that the opposition has always tried, I mean, our opposition has always tried to control their own opposition, whether it be left or right. You know, this has always been a favorite tactic. And it usually works. I think in terms of when the Federal Reserve System was created, a little example of that, a little microcosmic example. The very people who were astride the banking system, the great financial powers that were supposed to be controlled by the Federal Reserve Act, are the ones that wrote the Federal Reserve Act. So that was bad enough, but then having written it and during the debate period before it was passed by Congress, these very people then went to the press and began giving statements and speeches condemning their own act and saying, this is bad for America, this is going to be bad for business, so that people would say, oh, yeah, these bankers, you know, they don't like this bill very much. It must be pretty good. I mean, these people are masters at manipulation. They're psychopoliticians. And this has been going on almost for the very beginning, well, at least since the Woodrow Wilson administration. So, yeah, we know what's going on today. So who are the ones? Well, you look around and it's pretty obvious. I agree with you, Alex, that, you know, that Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin fit that pattern pretty well. But all you need to do, if you're a skeptic, or let's say a cynic like I am, an informed one, you know what the political party system is. The two-party system is completely controlled by the international globalists. They're both the same. And so why would you think that anybody that has the blessing of the Republican Party would be able to break rid of that, or out of it? It's impossible. And they know that. Otherwise, they wouldn't be part of the group.
Exactly, but not only is Glenn Beck trying to take on my political colorations of a patriot, a constitutionalist, your colorations, Ron Paul's, but at the same time, they're also trying to block us and make us look bad and throwing stones at us occasionally. And it's just very, very frustrating because they have children, too. And I guess they just think they're on the winning team, G. Edward Griffin.
Well, I guess that's it. And right now, if we're going to be perfectly objective about it, they are on the winning team, at least for the short term, not in the long term. But right now, you know, we're looking at the next couple of years, maybe the next two elections or so. Yeah, these guys are coming up smelling like roses because they've got the mainstream media. And unfortunately, we're still at this point in America where people follow their media opinion leaders. So that's it right now. And so what else is new? Let's get back into the battle and change it.
And that's why your long-term view, where you get 60% turnouts for the dominatrix Palin or 60% for the Harvard drug head Obama, why don't we get 60% turnout locally? Why don't we take the counties and cities over? Because when you study the global collectivist, they're putting almost all their energy into local takeovers. We've got to take it back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same?
Well, we're almost out of time with G. Edward Griffin. I just wanted to get him on with all that's happening in the economy. You know, G. Edward Griffin, I don't think we're good enough at tooting our own horn. I mean, we're good at tooting Ron Paul's horn, and he deserves it. I try to, you know, point out the great work you've done for half a century. But, I mean, we've been right about everything. Collectivism, the central bankers, the world government. the exact formula of world government, how it would be announced, what it would look like, because we were reading their documents. And we know what the next act is in the play if we don't stop them. And so I just want to say here to you that I think we need to point out more just how right we've been, and that we're so busy, you know, covering the latest info, we don't have time to go back to our old films or books or shows we did 10 years ago. But I think listeners should go through all of those and put them on YouTube and point out to people just how right we've been. Isn't that our ace in the hole, that the system tried to deny that we were right, but now people are really listening to us because they remember us laying out what was going on?
Well, right on target, Alex. I think you're quite right. And I know I'm probably the worst promoter, the worst marketer for my own stuff. It's kind of a combination of being a little bit shy about it and also being pretty stupid, I think, because, you know, we do have to do that. I think one of the strongest reasons that my book on the Federal Reserve System is selling better now than it ever has, it just, the sales just, I can't believe it, are just continuing upward, upward, upward. One of the reasons is because when I wrote the thing and it was published back in 1994, I had a chapter in there called the, you know, a look into the future, a pessimistic scenario. And it sort of was a whimsical view of what could happen if we stayed on the track we're on. It said, we're heading for a certain place, and this is where we're going to go. And I laid out literally everything that has happened since I wrote the book. All of this meltdown, all of the bailouts, all of the all of these incredible expansion of the money supply and everything, including some of even the language. I just dreamed it up. I said, if I were a slime bag politician trying to cover this up, or a banker, what language would I use to make it sound good? How could I spin it to make it sound good? So I just invented phrases and things like that. And I'll be darned if these guys today aren't using the same phrases and words that I dreamed up. So people think, oh, I must have had a crystal ball. Not so. Just as you said a moment ago, it's because we read their stuff. We know what they do. And so we also know what they're going to do yet in the future. And if that doesn't scare the heck out of you and get you off the couch and get busy, I don't know what would.
We got a lot going for us in the pro-human, pro-liberty movement. Something going against us, though, is there's now, the internet has empowered us to get our message out like never before, but it's also created billions of different voices. Everybody claims they've got the truth, but look at who really has it. Look who's been right, and look who has the giant audiences without government or Fox News backing. It's G. Edward Griffin, it's Alex Jones, it's people like that. Because, I mean, I've got Rockefeller documents that we just found this week where they admit they create vaccines with a tetanus shot to sterilize women. I've been talking about that since the mid-90s. I mean, we really do have their documents. And something else going against us is this stuff is just so over-the-top crazy. But isn't history stranger than fiction? I mean, you know, as they've said?
Well, I can't think of anything more bizarre, but more dramatic than the recent history of the world. I mean, when I say recent, I mean since I was born. I mean, it's been a wild Mr. Toad's ride, and I can't imagine any sci-fi author dreaming up anything more dramatic than the reality.
It has been a wild Mr. Toad ride, and the globalists would have us believe that weasels haven't taken over Toad Hall, but we know they have, and G. Edward Griffin and myself and many others are together to retake Toad Hall now that he's doing a Wind in the Willows parable. Let me say bye to you during the break. Your phone calls, and I promise all the news blitz coming up in the third hour. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.